Chapter 8. The Birth of Heracles. Alectryon was a son of Perseus, and he had an only daughter called Alcmena. All his sons were dead. They were killed while fighting some robbers who had stole Alectryon's large group of cows. So now Alectryon's plan was for his nephew, Amphitryon, to get the cows back from the robbers. He told Amphitryon that if he got the cows back, he could marry Alcmena and become the king of all Argolis. But Amphitryon simply paid to get the stolen cows back and then tried to sell them to Alectryon, who was furious. The two men had a fierce argument, and in a moment of anger, Amphitryon threw the club he was carrying, and it hit Alectryon and killed him. So Amphitryon ran away to Thebes, and Alcmena went with him. "I will marry you as long as you punish the robbers who killed my brothers," she told him. At this time, King Creon ruled over Thebes, but it was an unhappy place. This was because Dionysus had sent a Tumesian fox to catch the children of Thebes and carry them away to punish the town for the terrible things that had happened to him while he was there.
"If you can kill the fox, I will lend you an army to help you punish the robbers who took Alectryon's cows," King Creon said, and Amphitryon agreed.
With the help of Artemis, Amphitryon borrowed a magic dog that could catch anything it chased, and it raced after the Tumesian fox with great speed. But Zeus saw what was happening and turned both the dog and the fox into stone because he had an important plan. Amphitryon, along with Creon's army, went to find the robbers, and Alcmena got ready to marry him as soon as he returned. Time was getting short for Zeus. The giants were starting to move under the dark hills of the north, and still the hero had not been born. Zeus believed the hero would be born in Thebes and be a member of the royal family of Argolis, part of the family he had created when he visited Danae in the shower of golden rain. At that moment, Alcmena was in Thebes waiting for her future husband to return. Surely this was the mother of the hero Zeus searched for. She was the great-granddaughter of Danae and was taller than other women, wiser and more honest. Her face and dark eyes were like those of the beautiful goddess Aphrodite. But Alcmena was honest and true to Amphitryon. How could Zeus marry her and give her the child they needed to save them all from the giants? His plan was to trick her. So Zeus came quickly down from Olympus and used his great powers to look and sound like Amphitryon. He arrived at Thebes and was warmly welcomed by Alcmena. The pair were married that evening, and at the command of Zeus, Helios did not let the sun come up the next day and made this special night a very long one. Amphitryon soon returned without knowing what Zeus had done. The months passed, and soon it was time for Alcmena's child to be born. On the day the child was expected, Zeus was full of joy, but his wife Hera was full of jealousy. She used her powers to make a baby boy called Eurystheus come into the world that day instead of Heracles. And because of a promise made by Zeus, this boy would rule over the people of Argolis and not Heracles. When Zeus heard what Hera had done, he was furious, and in his anger he threw his daughter Arte out of heaven to punish Hera.
"Go and wander the earth," he shouted in a voice of thunder. "Wherever you go, there shall be wars and troubles caused by you."
Arte landed near the city of Troy, and many years later this became the place of the worst war that Greece had ever seen. Because of Hera, Heracles was born a day late and was followed an hour later by his twin brother, Iphicles. When the boys were no more than 10 months old, Heracles performed his first show of strength. It happened one summer's evening when Alcmena had bathed the two babies, given them their milk, and put them to sleep in a bed made out of a large shield. Darkness fell and the house became quiet, but at midnight Hera sent two giant blue snakes to kill the baby Heracles. The horrible snakes moved quickly along the ground towards the babies, but as they did, Zeus made the children wake up and see what was happening. As soon as he saw the snakes, Iphicles screamed in fear, but Heracles sat up and smiled, and then grabbed a snake in each hand and held them tightly. Alcmena heard the screams of Iphicles and quickly got up out of bed.
"Wake up, Amphitryon," she cried loudly. "Some terrible creature has come into our home."
Amphitryon jumped up and grabbed his sword. He raced to the baby's bedroom with Alcmena following close behind. There they found Heracles holding a dead snake in each hand, shaking them fiercely. In the morning, Alcmena was worried about her son and went to see Tiresias, the wisest man in Thebes. Tiresias was blind and had already lived 3 times longer than ordinary men. Many years before, Zeus had given Tiresias the gifts of being able to see into the future and of living a very long life.
"Tell me the truth about Heracles, I beg you," Alcmena said in a voice full of sorrow.
"Do not be sad, granddaughter of Perseus," answered the old man, "because your son will be the most famous human that Greece has ever seen. He shall do many things, and these things will be told by poets in songs and stories forever. He will stand beside the gods in their time of need, and in the end will become one of them and sit on Olympus forever. Your son is the hero, the son of Zeus that the good Titan Prometheus told him about at the beginning of the world."
From an early age, it was clear to see that Heracles was the son of a god. He was taller and stronger than all the other boys, and he had fire in his eyes. But he could also be very violent. One day, Heracles hit his harp teacher so violently that he killed him. So Amphitryon decided to send him away from Thebes to look after some cows on Mount Kithaeron. Here, Heracles became stronger, wiser, and more skilled, and he finally grew into a man.